to another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. It's me, Dave, and I'm joined by Aaron.
Hello.
And Aaron, we are chilling out the two of us today.
Yeah.
As has become our wont.
Yes. We are just a duo for quite a while now. Although we've had a few issues. So this is 3 weeks on?
I think this is 2 weeks off. This is our third week.
Third week, yes.
So if we didn't get this out, there would be almost a 3 week gap. And it's not the summer, which is when our sort of big hiatus normally happens.
Yes. No, this is just work and life commitments and things.
Yeah. It's a poor excuse, really. We should be more dedicated to podcasts.
Yes. In fact, I may disappear at any time when I get a call from work.
Which definitely won't happen.
Of course it won't happen. Yeah. But yeah. So we have some games to talk about.
Oh my god, it's been 3 weeks. I should hope we've got some games.
I've been playing mostly the same games though.
Don't. You've had 3 weeks, Aaron.
Yes, I've had 3 weeks of playing Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Oh, I see. Yes, you have. And we talked a little bit about it. You were upset about staircases, I believe, last time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found a bit of a reason why you get stuck on staircases. If you are overloaded, you get stuck on staircases. So if you're encumbered too much, so if you've got too much weight on you, you get stuck on staircases more, which I think is a bit poor.
It sounds a bit weird.
I think it's doing some weird calculations in the background and making you jump up the stairs, just mini jumps, and you can't jump when you're overloaded, so therefore maybe that's what's failing. I don't know.
But I mean, it doesn't sound like
it's
if they're trying
bad.
To base that on realism, that's a bit dumb, isn't it?
Yeah. I can understand them making you go slow up stairs, but you know, not. Because you get slower and slower as you carry more weight over your weight allowance.
Right.
Up until your weight allowance, you can run and jump and everything. But as soon as you go over that, you can no longer jump, you can no longer run, and you start slowing down walking.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a bit bad, because at the start, when I was fully armoured, that was nearly all my weight gone.
Are you not fully armoured anymore?
No, I've just got more weight capacity now. I'm trying not to cheat on weight capacity.
What do you mean you're trying not to cheat?
Because I've got a cheat engine running to allow me to do saves and things. And some of the battles apparently are really nightmarish. So I've found out which ones they are, and I'm going to cheat my way through those. Because apparently the only way to do a couple of the battles is to either be really good at combos, or get your bow out and run around firing back at them in sword combat, which is just ridiculous. Because it's combo-based, the sword combat, to start with, it's quite nice and quite realistic. And then in the end, there's certain combos you have to learn. So slash top left, slash top right, and then lunge does a combo. So you have to remember your mouse movements and your clicking and... I was never good at combos to start with, so... Then doing mouse and keyboard combos is just not going to happen, so I'm probably going to definitely have to cheat. So I'm already cheating with
probably,
saving.
Probably definitely.
Yes.
You're committing to cheating.
Oh yeah. Definitely during the big battles I'll cheat. During some of the others I may end up cheating.
Is the combat satisfying or just clunky?
I don't know. I reckon if you put the time in and learnt it, it could be satisfying if it wasn't so buggy. The game's
right.
Just so buggy all over the place. To be fair, they're trying to do effectively Witcher 3 on a Witcher 1 or 2 budget, I think, is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got lots of glitches. You know, Fallout 4's got loads of glitches in it. not quite this many, I don't think, but they have got lots of glitches in it. So you couldn't expect it to be perfect, but yeah, it's. I think they've overstretched themselves by quite a bit, and they are releasing loads of patches. And yeah, I know some people have held off by playing it till there's a bunch of patches out that fix a bunch of the quests, because some of the quests were bugged that you couldn't finish them.
Okay.
And you had to do weird and wonderful things with saves and. Yeah, I did see on YouTube one guy had to effectively punch a guard and get arrested.
Cause well, that was the quest?
No, that was... he got stuck in a certain fighting state. Right. So effectively, he was fighting somebody, and then he ran away because it was too tough for him.
Right.
But the it didn't recognise that he'd left combat. So therefore, he couldn't interact with anyone because he was in combat mode. Even though he'd put his sword away and everything, he couldn't talk to anyone. So he had to go up and punch a guard and get arrested. Because then you enter combat with the guard and then you leave combat. So therefore it resets. I guess he could have gone and found a bandit in the woods and tried combat there again to try and start and finish combat again. But yeah, to reset your combat state, you had to do that.
Sounds a bit.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole bunch of bugs. There's some really weird voice acting stuff going off as well, because obviously they're a bit limited on voice actors. So a whole bunch of people sound very similar, because I reckon they've just got staff and stuff to do a load of the bit parts.
Right.
So you're getting the same voices appear and appear. And I think that maybe they got some of the voice actors to do some of the bit parts as well, because a whole bunch of the people just sound far too similar. And you go, is that? Am I attacking the wrong person? Am I attacking the guy?
Was this a big budget game?
I don't think it was. I think it was Kickstarted.
Okay. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. That could,
yeah.
That could be...
Yeah, but it's by some Czech developer that I don't think has released a huge amount of stuff. Warhorse. No, I don't either. But yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Was Warhorse well reviewed?
No, Warhorse is the name of the studio.
Oh. I'm wanting to see how much I know about this game.
Yeah, Warhorse is the name of the studio. Can't remember what else they've released.
But it's not a case of they've not bitten off more than they can chew type thing.
I don't know. I think maybe. Oh no, no, they have. Oh, okay. So. Oh no, that's not it.
They've got pedigree chum, have they?
Yeah. They've got some pedigree. Mafia 2, Flashpoint, Armor, but that's what their people have worked on. I don't think they've released anything, but the guys in Warhorse have obviously worked on other games beforehand.
Right, I'm with you. So the combined experience. It's a bit like when someone says, with combined experience of over 8,000 years.
Yes. Yeah, but basically, yeah, these people have worked on some half-decent games.
Right.
You know, they've not worked on, super big budget AAA games. Mafia's quite big. Mafia 2, maybe? I don't know. They were quite big. But, yeah, I don't know. I think for what they've achieved, it's not a bad thing. But, yeah. It is a bit buggy at places, and you get stuck, and you get stuck in scenery, and you get all sorts of weird save issues, and I'm dreading my save getting corrupted at some point. So I'll have to have a look. I'll have to keep an eye on it. Because you only have a few saves. If it doesn't... you can't keep saving. I think you get about four or five saves by default.
Mm-hmm.
And you only save if you use a certain item that's really expensive, or you sleep. There's certain quest times you sleep. It saves. If there's key quest things. But yeah, so I've got the save cheat on anyway. So that just means I can just stop playing at any point and save. I don't need to worry about it.
But you don't get your achievements.
I don't care.
What sort of a monster doesn't care about their achievements?
It's Steam. I don't care. If I was doing it on PlayStation, maybe I'd care. But Steam achievements don't mean anything.
I don't mean you're too man for Steam achievements.
I don't really care about Xbox or PlayStation either, but at least on Steam cards, I'm maybe more interested. But
they give yourself for real money. Everyone's interested in Steam cards.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've got loads. I haven't sold. I probably ought to. But yeah. So I'm still trawling through it. I'm taking it nice and slow. I'm doing loads of side quests and stuff. Looking at my last achievement was McLoving, so I don't know what that was all about. Oh, Teresa. Okay. There's a quest to date the Miller's daughter. No, niece.
Okay.
So that was one. I thought that would open out into a whole bunch of other stuff, but no, that was it. It's just data. Oh, okay, that's finished then. Okay, right, okay. That led nowhere. I thought, you know, you'd end up with quests that you had to go off and do other things. So, but no, that was a dead end. That's the thing. I don't know whether it pays off. How well some of these side quests pay off? Because in Witcher 3, some of the side quests were some of the best content in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you skipped some of the side quests, you were skipping decent.
Is this game
content
comparable to The Witcher 3?
To some extent, yes, because you've got basically a big open world. You can wander around and do quests in. One of the different things in this is that if you leave a quest and go off and do your own thing for too long, that quest fails because you didn't do it and time passed without you doing things. So I think there's a background timer on a bunch of quests that you don't get to see, and if you don't complete them in time, they fail without you doing anything.
Right.
And also, I've seen also things where the quests don't line up right. So if you do things out of order that they don't expect you to do them in, it can also cause some weird and wonderful things happening. And there's the obvious thing where you're whispering to somebody and then some NPC just walks past. You're supposed to be covertly discussing things, but then there's NPC just blatantly walks past in shot. And it just looks completely silly. So the guy you're talking about is blatantly there and could hear you, but obviously not supposed to be there, so you know, some NPC management wasn't done right. So yes, but all in all, I'm quite enjoying the game. But yeah, I think the combat's pretty hard. The whole game's fairly hard. Although mostly it's just combat is the hard thing. The archery's terrible. Because you don't look down your arm when you, or don't look down your arrow when you're firing an arrow, which I think is weird. You're sort of hip firing a bow, which is not how you fire a bow. But anyway, yeah, it's the game itself. The plot's all right, so yeah, I'm plodding on with that. Doing that.
Is it like you're obviously compelled enough to carry on with it?
Yeah. It's dragging me along. I want to see what happens to Henry, how he gets through it all. What's going to help?
Is that the name of your character?
Yeah. You don't create a character. It's no customizing. You are Henry, the blacksmith's son.
Right. Was Henry quite a typical name?
I don't know.
feel like Henry is not a typical name for probably, a knight.
Well, you weren't a knight to start with. I don't know. The thing is, I suspect you would have had a Czechoslovakian name, or because you were in Bohemia, you wouldn't have had an English name.
Right.
Some of the names reflect the area you're in, but yeah, others aren't. Like Teresa, I don't know whether. I guess Teresa's maybe so, it is.
Teresa, very possibly.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a whole bunch, and most of the names do, but maybe if you're in another language, because the game does support other languages, maybe if you're in another language, it actually makes more sense and the names are actually better. Because I assume there is a Czech language version, given the fact that that's where it was developed.
No idea.
I'm just having a look now. No, there isn't.
No.
Oh, the interface and subtitles are in Czech, but the only audio is French, German, and English.
Hmm. Bizarre.
Yeah. So, it does have trading cards. I have to see.
But presumably you've been earning those, right?
I don't know, because I'm cheating, so maybe I don't.
I see.
You see, I don't know whether
I think trading cards might actually disable that too.
I should hope so. I should think that's what's happened. That's what happens. If you're cheating at a game, I should imagine you won't get trading cards. Because that's more valuable than achievements.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I should have a look, though, while we're looking at it. That's why I watch. Because obviously I don't pay much attention.
Clearly.
Kerbal. Oh, no, I have got. I've got three cards, apparently. So, no.
Okay.
No, you do still win cards if you're cheating.
That is an interesting design choice.
What?
Still give cards.
Well, maybe it's not a design choice. Maybe they're just not detecting it.
But you would think if Steam could detect cheating, then they could.
Well, if you include the Steam cheat engine. Because it's a single player game, so maybe they don't care. Because I think you can only get three cards anyway. So effectively my cheating has earned me, 36 pence?
Hey, that's a small fortune, right?
Yeah. Oh, 37, because one of the cards is worth 13p, apparently.
Aww. You know, there's people that would love that, Aaron.
Probably. Maybe I'll swap them for Life is Strange cards.
Can you swap cards now?
You can trade them with people.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know you can trade, but you can't. You can't just be like, I want to hand in to Steam these cards.
Yeah, no, you have to find somebody with that card. So what if you look at your badge progress, it tells you who in your friends list has one of those cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Kevino has one of the cards I need for that set.
Oh, we should share it with you.
Yeah, I don't have any to give him, but he may want one from a different set. Although I'm not bothered about that set. To be honest, I don't know whether I'd use a backdrop of theirs. Because you don't get... If you make the set, you don't get much... Anyway, do you?
I genuinely don't know. I've got so many Steam cards and nothing to do with them.
Well, if you make a set, you can craft them into something, don't you? If you make a badge. The badge will then create something for you. You get a perk with that badge. And if you, if you get that perk, you then get either emoticon to use in chat, or it's usually pointless tat. Mm-hmm. Although maybe now we might get some Steam VR items. Because I know I've got one item, Steam VR item. What is that? It's a mini robot, mini Atlas, that's it. That you unlock by playing the lab. It's worth a whole 3 pence. But yeah, I don't know whether you can unlock other items. Maybe by crafting things you get Steam VR. But I assume that would be from VR apps. I don't know. But yeah, we'll have to see. I'll see if I can craft a badge at some point. I've no idea.
I don't know. I've never really got into Steam's collectibles.
I did at one point, and I can't remember what I got out of it. I've definitely got some profile stuff. Yeah, that was it. I'd gone home. I got some gone home things. So I've got some. I've got some things for my profile. So if you look at my profile, I've got a gone home background, which I think I got from crafting the gone home badge. So yeah, I've got a various gone home things from there. So I've got I've got the cool Schmool ad badge.
Cool.
Which is a cassette tape, which is from Gone Home. But that's the only. I think that's about the only one I might have crafted. It was just such a faff crafting it that I just couldn't be bothered. No, because I've crafted some from some of the sale events. But I think that just gave you discounts or something. I can't remember. I've got 6 backgrounds and 6 badges. Oh no, I must have 13 badges I've got. Oh no. Oh yeah, I get badges from some sales and for some games. Okay, no, I did. I have crafted a couple then. So I got the badges from the crafting, and then I've got some backdrops from crafting again. But yeah, it's all pointless tat, really.
As I said, the only thing that's worthwhile slightly is the trading cards, because
you can sell them.
Yeah.
But then when you're selling them so that somebody can craft them, craft a badge.
Right, but that's their perception of value, not yours.
Yes. You do get XP for crafting badges, but that just increases your Steam level. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about. Increase your Steam level by doing reviews and guides and screenshots and videos and things as well. But that level is just a number on your account that means nothing, really.
Is that what the Steam level is? I thought the Steam level used to give you maybe discounts?
No, would it...
Sales?
I don't think so. I think it gives you... It used to give you extra friends or something as well, didn't it?
Did it?
Yes, you could only have so many friends before you reached a certain level.
I don't remember that.
There we are. How do I earn badges and increase my Steam level? No, that's not what I want to do.
I remember you used to get the badges in the sales for buying stuff.
You can do, yeah, but you can also do it for doing certain tasks or crafting the badges for...
Which I always felt like it's a really callous way of getting badges.
Yeah, but yeah, you can also get them by playing games, by getting your cards and crafting a badge by getting a set. So I'm missing one card from the Witcher 3 collection to get my Witcher 3 badge. And quite frankly, I've not bothered. No matter how much I like that game, I still don't care that much. Oh!
The Witcher 3, in yeah. terms of badges.
Yeah. Oh, there we are. Your level also increases the drop rate of booster packs.
Okay.
Which gives you more cards.
Which gives you more cards. So it's just it's like a self-feeding system.
Yes, yeah. I've got a craft badge. It doesn't say what else. Yes, because you can upgrade badges as well, can't you? Yes.
So what else, Aaron, what else have you been doing apart from...
Apart from...
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
That, I have been playing a mobile game.
Oh, yes.
Sims Mobile. Which is...
The Sims.
The Sims, yes. Which is not Sims Free Play or whatever it was called. Which was their previous mobile app.
Okay.
So they've released a new app that's more like Sims. The other one was a bit weird. It was sort of Simsy, but early Simsy. This is more Sims 4-y.
So it seems you'll have to forgive me, because I possibly played The Sims 1.
Okay. So, yeah, so you can go to work, you can do things at work. It is a tap-and-wait type game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you've got energy, and you use it tapping and doing things. So you start an event. An event could be either talking to a friend, doing work, learning a hobby, that sort of thing. And then while you're doing that event, little stars prop up and you can tap them and spend energy doing that action. And so when you use 2 points to do an action, that gives you 2 points of progress in your event. When your event finishes, you gain money, simoleons, whatever. You gain other things, progress in your hobby or whatever it is you're doing, maybe social rank, and XP as well for your level, as well as, I don't know whether your character level's up in skills, they don't have a level.
Right.
And then in your level, when you level up, you get premium currency. As obviously, you've already got in-game currency. And you also get tickets. So you get house tickets and people tickets for doing various things. So if you do a social event, you'll get people tickets. If you do, a work event, you might get people tickets as well. If you do a house type event, you get house tickets. And you need those tickets to buy. So when you go and buy things for your house, you need house tickets and money. That money is either premium currency or normal currency, depending on the item. If it's a premium item, then you have to pay premium currency, which you can buy for real cash. Or if it's a non-premium item, you buy it with normal in-game money, which you earn by doing events or, in fact, just working. You gain money. If you run out of energy, you can either eat a cupcake, which you buy for premium currency, but you get given some occasionally anyway, or you just wait, because you earn progress in your activity anyway. So if I book to do a 1 hour activity, that will auto complete in 1 hour. But if I then spend my Sims energy doing tasks in there, as in me tapping screen, saying do this, tick, do this, tick, then it goes quicker. So yeah, it's all right. And I've expanded my house a bit. I've got two Sims now. And when you level up, you also unlock special items and other things you can do. So I can now go to parties. When you start out, you can't do much. You can socialise, that's about it. Then you earn the right to be able to do a job. Then you do hobbies. Then you can go to parties. And I've dropped off a bit. So in the 3 weeks, I've picked this game up, I've played quite a bit, and then I've started dropping off it, and I haven't played it much in the last week.
It doesn't sound like a gripping mobile game, I've got to be honest with you, Aaron.
If you're into The Sims, it can be quite nice. You're just expanding your house, making it look pretty, getting new clothes for your Sims. I assume there's some story that's going to unfold at some point. Because they normally put a narrative in there somewhere.
It doesn't sound fantastic.
It's a phone tap and wait game. With microtransactions.
Some phones tap and wait games are a lot of fun.
No, not to my experience.
Yes. I quite liked Animal Crossing.
I did to some extent, but there wasn't much there.
No, apparently they've been putting more in, but I agree with you. It wasn't particularly burgeoning, was it?
No, and Simpsons was fine to start with, but that got a bit dull or repetitive.
I haven't played Simpsons for the last couple of events.
Oh, I've not played it for a year or two, yeah. And Family Guy, I wasn't that bothered about either. That seemed better than Simpsons.
Family Guy, no, because Family Guy was much more aggressive, the in-app purchases.
Okay.
It was really, really aggressive model.
Because I have not paid for any of these games in-app purchases. That's another thing you can buy in The Sims, is they sell furniture packs for your house. For about £6, I think they are. Which I think is a horrendous price for
pretty punchy.
For what is about 5 items in a game, I think that's quite horrendous.
It is pretty...
It's pretty pricey. Given the fact that most of the time, that's about the sum total I spend on a game on mobile. I've obviously spent more. I think I've spent 10, 12 quid on a mobile game. But only one or two.
Yeah, it's very rare to spend... I mean, it's very rare for games to cost that much on mobile, but it's very rare for me to spend like that.
Yeah.
Talking about, I've been playing The Witness on mobile.
Oh, okay. I didn't realise you released that on mobile. It's on the Steam
library. It was on sale on iOS. I don't know if it still is.
Okay. It's not something I'll play on mobile.
It's rather lovely.
Yeah.
And it does play really nicely because, of course, it's line puzzles. So, like, mazes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is Navigating the World okay, or is that...
Yeah, it's fine. It works really well. So you tap and your character sort of auto-moves to where you tap.
Oh, okay.
If you double tap, then your character runs to there. If you swipe backwards or in any direction with two fingers... then you sort of strafe in that direction.
So, do you rotate the camera, or...?
Yeah, you just swipe. So, swiping with one finger rotates the camera.
Oh, okay.
But the auto-running is really, really good.
So, it's a bit like Myst on River.
Very much,
like that.
Very much.
Okay.
But the auto-run is very, very clever. So, you can click anywhere that you can see, and you will get there... in an intelligent manner without killing yourself.
Okay, if you can. I assume it would just refuse if you can't get there.
Yeah. No. Yes, it just puts a cross so you can't even select it.
Okay.
It's the quality of the puzzles are really impressive.
Yeah, I they stump me after a little while.
So I've discovered puzzles that, I mean, obviously just regular line puzzles.
Yes, yeah.
I've done them. I've got puzzles that draw symmetry, or lines of symmetry. So you've got to draw in an identical manner.
Right.
But that's the thing, I've been doing that. So when you draw one line, another line appears, and you've got to... both lines need to make sense according to the puzzle. What else have I found? I found ones where you've got to draw in... Is it a spoiler if I say what you've got to do? So I think half the fun is trying to work out the different styles of puzzle. I'm going to stop. There's another couple of puzzles. The one that I'm thinking references another type of video game.
Okay.
But I'm going to not go into that.
You say, I did find one that you had to look at from a certain angle to get a certain... to get what the
yes.
solution
was. That involving, was that involving a tree?
No, I had to go up to the top of a set of stairs and look at a thing on a...
I don't think I've come across a set of stairs?
It was inside a broken building.
Oh, yes, no, I've done that. I didn't have to go up any stairs, though, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I had to go to a certain point up some stairs to see one of the solutions.
I've done the broken building. That's what I've just done.
Is this a broken stone building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you're looking at some outdoor stuff. There's four panels inside.
Very possibly. It's so long ago since I played it.
It's a really good game. Like, I'm really impressed with it.
Yeah.
And it translates so well to mobile. I'm just generally really, really impressed.
Oh, apparently I last played it January 2016.
So I've been holding off playing The Witness because a lot of people said it really wants a touchscreen and it wasn't out on mobile. But now that it's out on mobile, I can see why they said it needs a touchscreen, because the puzzles do... They do make much more sense if you're on a mobile platform.
I guess, to some extent, yeah, because you're just using the mouse otherwise.
Right, which doesn't have the same feel, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this feels right. This feels correct when you're playing it. I'd highly recommend if you like puzzle games, then you would really enjoy The Witness.
Okay. Yeah. I hear it can be really tricky. If you don't see it, if you don't see the solution, it can be quite infuriating.
Which, it can be.
Yeah. Which, to be honest, you leave that area, go somewhere else and come back later, and you may just spot it straight away.
Yeah, it's not even that. So once or twice I've come across stuff. So there was one style of puzzle that I hadn't... The sort of tutorial plates, so that slowly teach you how to do that style of puzzle. And I hadn't done the tutorial, hadn't found the tutorial plates for this, and I was trying to solve the puzzle.
Oh, so you found them out of sequence, effectively.
Yeah, correct. And then, which is kind of, that's one of the aspects of the game, is the fact that it's an explorable. So I didn't have a problem with that as a thing. But it's a bit of getting used to. Anyway, so I found the thing. I found the way to do it. And then I went back and I solved the puzzle. But I've been playing quite a lot of that. That's been taking up a lot of my gaming time. I have started Breath of the Wild on the Switch.
Okay. I thought you'd done that last time. I could be wrong.
I don't... No. I think that was just me and you chatting.
Okay.
I don't think dear listener has heard my initial impression.
Ah, right. Okay.
I'm intrigued. I'm not at the stage where I'm all over it like a fly on poo-poo. Which I feel... I can't see at the moment why everyone lost their metaphorical shit on this.
I think it's just that a lot of people have been waiting for a nice Zelda game.
Maybe. I mean,
and a lot of people disappointed with Twilight Princess, weren't they?
I love the Twilight Princess. There were a couple of things on it which have made me go, "Oh, that's quite smart." One of those was the way that you can do stuff. So there was a beehive and I knocked that down, and that then attacked all the people who were being nasty to me.
Yeah.
That was quite fun. There's the whole finding fruit and apples and stuff thing. That's quite fun.
Yeah, apparently you can set fire to grass and then blow it with the wind, and then it'll blow the fire in a certain way as well.
Yeah, so that's what I understand. So there's clearly like a whole world, as it were.
Yeah.
And I just need to. I think I need to play more of it, but I don't. I have this thing with Zelda games. I need to be in the right frame of mind to start playing them, and I just started playing it because I really wanted to see what was going on, but I wasn't in my Zelda frame of mind.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna. I've put it on the back burner for now because I do want to finish Xenoblade Chronicles, and I'm up to 50 hours or something on that.
Blimey.
Yeah, I'm fully committed to Xenoblade. I mean, it is just a splendid game, Xenoblade Chronicles. It really is.
Yeah. I have to say, I really want to finish playing Mirage Session.
What's Mirage Session?
Tokyo Mirage Session, FE.
No idea.
It's a Wii U title.
Okay.
Yeah, Fire Emblem. Dancing pop star idols. I did speak about it on the podcast at one point.
Possibly.
But yeah, it's dual screen.
This was probably before I had the Switch, and I didn't like JRPGs when I didn't have the Switch.
But yeah, it's a dual screen JRPG, so it needs both screens, which is really annoying. So I need to get the Wii U set up again.
What does it use the other screen for?
Map. Inventory. And as your phone.
So, like, nothing that genuinely needs the second screen?
No, you could have very easily just paused the action. Well, it pauses the action anyway when you're texting on your phone. So that could have just popped up on the screen with a bit of animation, you know. Oh, look, it's on the screen. You can choose your options there.
Right.
Yeah, there was no need for it to have two screens, but they had two screens, so they used them.
It's that old thing, you'll always use up the storage that you have.
Yes, yeah, if you've got, you know, if you've got tilt controls, you'll use them. If you've got, you know, two analog sticks, you'll use them. Yeah. So they decide to use it, but yeah, unfortunately I don't want to play that way. I just need to sit it up. Because I don't get used to the telly downstairs, so I need to use it up here. So I need to bring it up here and set it all up and find another network cable, that sort of stuff.
That sort of jazz.
Yes. But yeah, so I'll play that at some point. Same as Persona. I need to play that again. Persona 5.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was all over that when it first came out. And, yeah, unfortunately, I've not done much on it. Because PC is where I play my games.
Hmm.
So that's why I was looking at Ni No Kuni on the PC, because I saw that was available on PC.
Is that what Ni No Kuni 1?
No, 2.
I don't like the look of 2.
To be honest, I've not bothered, because I'm going to say all I've been playing, more or less, is Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even played Moss yet.
Have you seen the price drop on PSVR?
No.
PSVR sets are down to 260 quid.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because they've dropped Vive recently. But that's
Vive's now down to 400, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's not...
Because the Vive Pro is coming out, I believe.
Yeah, the Vive Pro. So that's the thing. That's why they've dropped the price. I don't know why Oculus obviously will be having their Santa, whatever it is.
Oculus have got the Go coming out.
Yeah, but the Go's different, isn't it? That's a mobile.
Apparently the Go is a pretty convincing display of tech.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a phone and VR headset all in one. Well, it's effectively, I think the Samsung Gear VR.
Yep.
But as one unit, stripped down so they could sell it cheap, because it's 200 quid or something, isn't it? $200 or something. That's the idea.
Is it sub 200? Yeah. It'd be like $199 or something.
I think it is in the US. I think that's their price point that they're heading for. That's why it's got a LCD display rather than a OLED.
Okay.
And things like that. Because they wanted to keep the price down. Because nobody's going to spend 400 quid on a mobile headset. That's effectively a mobile phone in a headset. So they want it cheapish so that... Because you're not going to do much in it apart from VR. But I think it does come with a controller. But it's tilt controller, not a positional controller. So don't think the Go has inside-out tracking. Which is what you need.
Which the Santa Dubri Watch it will have, right?
I don't know. I believe they're doing inside-out tracking for that, but...
Well, the Vive's doing it for the Pro, so you would imagine they'll be competing one-to-one.
Yeah. But are they doing it for the hands as well?
I don't know how Vive are going to be handling that.
Because one of benefits of their tracking system was it was really good at tracking exactly your hands. Because the Oculus uses sort of infrared rather than the Oculus isn't as accurate as the Vive.
Mm-hmm.
The Vive had the slight accuracy benefit.
I thought the Oculus has got the advantage of using infrared and therefore it can actually track your hands if they wanted to enable that.
Yes, but I don't think they've got the processing power because of their minimum spec.
Right.
Yeah, so they could... Yeah, they're using infrared, so they could do it, but whether they could do it, given the current setup, I don't know. So it's there in the tech, but whether they can do it with the power in the processor and the bandwidth and all that lot, I don't know. But then if everyone's going inside-out tracking, that throws that out the window.
Yeah, one would imagine that they're going to do it, right?
I should imagine they will, but I think what you'll do is the base unit will have inside-out tracking. And then if you want extra tracking, you can fit base stations.
Oh, okay, so it'll have a degree of inside-out tracking. You can enhance that.
By having outside-in tracking, yeah.
So says Aaron.
I should imagine that's what they'll do, because that's what I'd do. I'd give you the basics, but then, because that's what Oculus have done, haven't they? You get one sensor with the headset, a second sensor with the hands, which obviously all come as a package now. Gave you two sensors, and then you can buy extra sensors. Because I think you can use four sensors now. Because they expanded it to three, didn't they? So you could do to do the occlusion issue. Whereas if you put a controller behind your back, the front two sensors couldn't see it. That's why that's why you've got the back sensor, so they can see it behind you.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. I knew that, I think.
But yeah.
Moving on from VR, just because I'm aware that we're pressed for time on this week's show. I've been playing Sea of Thieves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I did think about maybe jumping on briefly.
If you pay for Game Pass, you get it for... You can get Game Pass free for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, that's what I was going to do.
You can do that for the PC version as well.
Yes. Because there are 8 games that Game Pass gives you for the PC.
Right.
Two of which being Halo Wars.
Could be.
Yeah, you get Halo Wars 1 and Halo Wars 2.
I should try Halo Wars on the PC. I wonder if Halo Wars on the PC supports the mouse.
I don't know. But yeah, both Halo Wars is available in Game Pass.
It's worth it just for Sea of Thieves, I've got to be honest with you, Aaron. It's a very, very impressive game. But it depends, and I know you'll like Sea of Thieves because I know you like Minecraft. It depends if you like making your own fun.
Yeah, the thing is, with Minecraft, there's progression.
Yeah, there's no real sense of progression on Sea of Thieves, and that can be an issue depending on what type of what type of gamer you are.
Well, I think also...
For me, I just like dossing about, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but doesn't it matter who you play with as well?
Yeah, as long as you're... So, well, you say that. So I've already met sort of So a lot of the people, if you join a random crew, yeah, all use microphones, all speak, you know, politely. There's no doing whatever to your mother. Yeah. And it seems to be a pretty friendly community. I think just because everyone wants to have fun and be pirates.
Yeah.
People have complained about problems with PvP and the fact that they don't want to do the PvP, but they can't opt out, and yeah, you know, it's a constant world and they can get attacked and stuff. But it's kind of thematic, right? Like, that is the life of a pirate. I don't have a problem with it. The times that we've been engaged with PvP, there's no major death penalty. I mean, there was talk of introducing a death penalty, which I actually think would have been a mistake given the way that they structured the game.
Well, isn't it super easy to spawn camp?
Yeah, if you manage to get onto the opponent's ship,
yeah,
you can spawn camp. But you can avoid that. So if there is combat going on, mermaids will appear, and if you go to the mermaids, they'll spawn you back at an outpost.
Oh, okay. You have to get to the mermaid?
I believe the mermaids basically move towards you. I could be wrong. It's never really been a problem.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really experienced much griefing because people just get bored and they move on. You know, there's no advantage to killing someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the initial advantage where you steal their treasure, and then beyond that, you are just griefing.
Yes.
And it doesn't really reward griefing.
Well, yeah, but even in games that don't reward griefing, sometimes people do it because that's the people they are.
I know. I haven't encountered... I'm sure those people are on there, but I haven't encountered them.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. It's, for me, it's basically what they said it would be, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the fun I'm having with it. I get that people want more structured content. But then maybe it's just not the game for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, Ubisoft will bring out a structured pirate game. Maybe that should be their pirate game. I'm really happy with what Rare have done with it. There's a lot of people who have raced to the end game and then been like, well, you know, there's nothing to do with the end game apart from the pirate forts. But Rare were really open with that. You know, they did say that there's not going to be anything to the end game to start with. You know, for a little while.
Yeah.
So I don't quite get the hate that it's generating on some of the things. I do get the hate on some of the other things. You know, as I said, I think if you are unfortunate enough to find those people who do grief for griefing's sake, it could be really aggravating. But generally, there's enough stuff there to distract the griefers. What do I like about it? The one thing that everyone needs to see in there is the waves.
I've heard the sea is really...
Oh, it's really... just so pretty. And it doesn't get old. It's that sort of pretty. Like, I would be happy just watching my boat in the waves. It's really, really cool. I'm on the I love it side of the things. I think it's going to be a very Marmite game.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see...
It's well worth trying, and I would try it now, as in earlier in its thing, while there's a huge player base.
Yeah, the only thing at the moment is it's half term, end of term, whatever.
Oh, I see, so the kids are around.
So the kids are around, so therefore, maybe I'll get away with it, because the evenings will be fine anyway. It's just... on my trips back home from work, I will have to make detours.
Yeah, I mean, I guess start after Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming you're going to be out doing stuff with the kids.
Yeah, but if it wasn't Easter weekend, I'd be at work.
That's true.
During the day anyway, so it doesn't make huge amounts of difference. I'll see what other games I've got lined up. I don't think I've got anything specific lined up.
We're going to be playing A Way Out before next week's show.
Yes.
I'm going to have finally got Snake Pass under my belt.
Okay.
I've got it on the Switch, and I'm...
Okay, I've got it on Steam.
Yeah, I know. I went for the non-pretty version. There is a pretty good Switch sale going on, and I had some spare credit, so I grabbed that because it's a game I've always wanted to play. Yeah. Initial impressions, I'm not sure I love the snake mechanic, and I can understand why people complained about it.
Yes, it takes a bit of getting used to, I have to say that.
Yeah, the first I've done the first level on it, so sneak peek, the first level, I enjoyed the core level, but then I'm a proper platformer player, so I like to go back and collect everything.
Oh, okay.
And collecting one of the coins was, ooh, just annoying. Yeah, it was really aggravating. It might be that I didn't know the fact that you could do other stuff, like get the little bird to lift up your tail. That would have been helpful. I guess I'm going to complete World 1 by the time we're on next week.
Okay.
So I'll report back on that. I've also got Fae on the Switch. Fuh.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the EA platformer.
Right.
And I think I got one other thing in the Switch sale. Oh, I got the that Team 17 cooperative platformer. The one where you're the space janitors.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you what it's called. Shiftlings.
Okay, that wasn't the name I thought it was.
But the Vostok. Oh, I've got quite a lot to do on the Switch this week. I've got the Vostok Inc. demo.
Oh, Vostok Inc. Yeah, I have to say I did play some of that. That's the game I play when I'm stuck in the car park of the supermarket waiting, because it plays on my tablet really well, and I just, you know, have a quick go.
So it is out on the Switch, and I feel like it's the sort of thing that should be quite good on the Switch.
Yeah, it's a twin-stick shooter, really, with idle elements.
What do you mean, idle elements?
Well, you buy properties on planets, and they earn you moolah? Oh, yeah, some money. And they keep earning you money.
Okay.
And you go and pick that currency up, or you get satellites that transmit it back to you. And whatever the game's running, it's earning you cash that you can then spend on upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just leave it running for 24 hours and earn you lots of cash.
But should you?
It's up to you.
Is there any advantage to it?
Yeah, because you can unlock weapons quicker.
Okay, I haven't played it yet. I've downloaded the demo.
We interviewed him at EGX.
I know. Yeah. I saw it. I like the look of the game, and I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, I don't think the 360 video is up yet, is it? It's ready for processing. Yeah.
Aaron, tell the internet people about Veer.
Yeah, Veer. Because we've had all sorts of lovely tries and goes at viewing our 360 interviews on VR.
Yes, we've done YouTube, which was...
YouTube was... They now work in VR, but I don't think there's an easy way of viewing it in VR. Okay. Facebook, just getting that content is a nightmare.
Right.
On Facebook. But Veer, V-E-E-R, Veer.tv, there is an app on...
And it's a website.
It's a website, but it's also, there's an app on Oculus, on Gear VR, on Android for your Android Cardboard, and on iOS, if you want to put your iOS phone into an Android headset,
mm-hmm.
or Cardboard headset, effectively. Yeah, there's apps for it, and you can follow us on there and view our interviews. We've only got 5 up so far. As I say, I'll try and get Vostok up. Now we've talked about it, I may as well try and get that up. So there's 5 interviews at the moment. Let's have a look. We've got No Truce with the Furies, Fear Effect Sedna, Battalion 1944, The Occupation, and Octahedron.
The Occupation one came out really nicely.
Did it?
Yep.
So I haven't seen them yet.
I'm still really excited for The Occupation.
But we're getting some really good views. Hopefully we've got some people here from there. Follow us on there and get all of our content.
We are trying to work out a way to actually bring the show to you on there.
Yes, yes. Either by developing our own podcasting VR app that we can record in, or by creating a virtual environment in there that we can project into. Hopefully the former, so we can actually have presence in the VR thing. So while we're talking, we can gesticulate and you can see us getting all excited about games. And we'll be in that world with you. Or I will basically put the content that we're discussing, which is a few games and whatever news articles we talk about, available in VR, so you can see them as we're talking about them. So we'll see. This week, obviously, I don't think I'll get either done, but I'll see.
No. Are you getting anything in the Easter sales, in the spring sales?
Well, I've just got, what is it?
Another From Sun? Other Suns.
From Other Suns. On Oculus, which is a multiplayer space shooter, so play that. I don't know. There's not been much.
That's a multiplayer space shooter that switches into first person and spaceships, right?
I think so. I think you
I believe you can go from the ship to on foot.
I thought you were always on foot.
Are you?
You control, like Bridge Crew, you were controlling the controls on the spaceship and looking out the window.
Okay.
I thought that's how their space combat
works.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I've had it in my mind for a while, and I've just saw it on sale. So
yeah, it's been one of those ones that I've watched as well when you mentioned it. So we'll have that for next week. I'll have done all my Switch stuff. I've got a big long list of stuff that I need to be doing for next week. I would love to have played The Last Day of June, which is a story adventure game.
Okay.
And I've got that on Steam. That was part of the Humble Bundle. There was also Aviary Attorney, which is bird lawyer. That was part of the Humble Bundle. So that's all in the Steam library, so that should be happening.
I looked at Humble and I can't remember. No, I didn't buy anything. I did watch Paper Please film.
I've seen that. I've started watching it in Russian, right?
I don't know whether it's in Russian. Obviously, it's designed to be Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, I assumed it was Russian.
Okay, I don't know.
They were speaking another language.
Yeah, they're speaking the. Because obviously it's set in some fictitious Eastern Bloc country, but yeah, it's quite good. I quite liked it. It's not long. It's only about half an hour long anyway, isn't it?
This is one of these indie games that's passed me by.
No, I meant the film. I meant the film.
Oh, about 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's quite good, and it's not by the developers, I don't believe. It's just a fan-made film.
It's endorsed by the developers.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's got the official soundtrack in it, right?
Yes, yes.
But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's endorsed by the developer. And they gave them access to, I think, the soundtrack and a few other bits.
Okay, that's good.
Why wouldn't they? Do you know what I mean? It's promoting. Yeah. There's no harm in it.
Yeah. Has Paper Please come out on the Switch?
Possibly. I don't know. No, I don't think it has. I think that it's probably.
Because it's the sort of game that works. Didn't it come out mobile or something?
Definitely came out on mobile.
Obviously, phone is not the right way to play that game, but a nice large tablet would go down a treat on that one, I think.
Yep.
Because you have to really scour those documents and making sure all that text was exactly right. You've got dot points for incorrectly spelt names and things.
I haven't played it.
Okay.
I'm aware that it's a.
It's an admin
immigration simulator.
Yeah, it's an admin simulator with some quite severe plot
choices.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware what it is. I've just never got around to it.
Yeah. Because I can't remember.
I feel like I've played much more than I told you.
Okay.
I played some more Monster Hunter. I'm really getting into Monster Hunter now. Cool. I'm starting to finally understand it. I will probably be double dipping on Monster Hunter when it comes out on the PC. I feel like they, in my opinion, it was a mistake for them to release on console first.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it's much more it's split the community. Certainly on my list, it's split the community.
Yeah, so the thing is, it has always been a console game, hasn't it? It's a fairly niche game.
Yeah, it started on the PS2, I believe.
Possibly.
And then it went to the Wii, and then now it's obviously...
Well, it went mobile, didn't it? 3DS and...
Well, it was on the Wii.
Was it? Okay.
Mm. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was on the Wii.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fairly confident it is. I tell you what I don't like in Snake Pass is the flipping checkpointing system. It should just be when you pick something up that it saves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's dumb, because it's not exactly the easiest thing to maneuver. I've got a funny feeling like I'm missing out on loads of stuff. Oh, I've carried on with Uncharted.
Oh right, yeah, the Legacy pack, whatever it is, the Lost Legacy pack.
No, Uncharted 1.
Oh, okay.
Which is something that I've never. Do you remember I started doing it on the stream?
Yes.
So I've started trying to finish Uncharted 1. I'm now about 40% of the way through. I've just finished the fortress, which is, I think, chapter 5. I'm on chapter 6. That makes any sense. Apparently it's a 13-chapter game.
I don't know. I never played Uncharted. I played Uncharted 4 and some of the Vita one.
So I would say it's not a very highbrow action game. But that might be because of how old Uncharted 1 actually is. I don't think it's fair for me to tarnish the whole Uncharted series with my accusations. But yeah, certainly so far I wouldn't say it's been either challenging nor particularly engaging, but I'm determined to finish it. Just so I can actually say that I've finished an Uncharted game. And I'll work my way through. He's not a particularly likeable character at the moment.
I don't know whether he becomes.
Well, everyone seems to be in awe of him as a character.
Mm.
But
maybe people just like him.
He just seems to be like a bit of a knob, really.
Yeah, but I think people like the characterization rather than necessarily like the character.
Right.
So like the fact that it's a proper done character rather than like him as a person that you would like to meet.
I get that. I tell you what I did see is Endless Space is currently on sale on CD Keys.
Oh, okay.
Endless Space 2.
Alright, okay, yeah.
And that's something that's always interested me as a game.
I started playing Endless Legends and never got that far with it. Because I just didn't have the time.
Okay. So it wasn't that it was like a bad game or...
No, I just wasn't in the mood for a Civ length game. Although it's weird, because I'm playing, Kingdom Come Deliverance now, and that is going to be a huge long game, and I've played Witcher...
How many hours is that?
I don't know. I have to say, I don't know. I'm nowhere near finishing it. How many times have I've only put 30 hours in it so far.
Okay.
But I'm still fairly early on. I reckon you're probably looking at 60, 70 hours at minimum. Maybe more than that. Maybe 100. I don't know.
That many?
Yeah. I'm really early on, I have to say. I've had my horse a little while, but I've not done that much. But then maybe it's because I'm doing the side quests and stuff. And...
Are you officially a knight yet?
I don't know.
You mean
official?
You don't know? Are you unofficially a knight?
Well, nobody's knighted me. I've not,
You're not.
I work for a lord. but I can't remember what my rank is with him. I don't think... I think I'm just working as a squire for him at the moment.
Okay.
I'm just a dog's body, really. He's just sending me up and down the country.
Do you have armour?
Oh, God, yeah. But you get armour quite early on, because you...
Even as a squire, I didn't think squires got armour, did they?
I don't think so. But then, it's an open world game. You go and beat up the nearest bandit and nick his armour.
Right.
It's, you know, it's not that realistic.
Armour for hire.
Yes. Loads of people have armour. Metal seems to be rife across this place. Obviously, right. It's medieval, not Dark Age, because Dark Age, you'd be lucky to anyone have any chainmail, let alone...
Really?
Yeah, Dark Age chainmail was really expensive. It was, you know, really, really... Because all metal was expensive in the Dark Ages.
Hmm.
So, if, you know, most of... You know, if you could make an arrow without using metal, you would do. If you make anything without using metal, you could do. You'd use the minimal amount of metal in any tools you could.
Is that why there's no archaeological records and stuff?
That's why there's very few.
Everything's made out of wood.
Because things were made out of wood, leather, that sort of stuff that just rotted away.
Right.
So there's unless it was stuck in some bog with the right level of moisture and stuff, then it just disappeared, and we have no evidence. So unless they put it on the Bayeux tapestry or something like that, then you know it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few books from around the period, but yeah, not huge amounts because it was all vellum and stuff.
Oh, what?
Vellum.
What's vellum?
It's a skin, I believe. It's a paper made from skin, rather than paper, which was made from wood pulp.
I've learned something new today. Aaron, I'm afraid that's about all we've got time for
this
week.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty confident there are even more games that I've played over the last 3 weeks that I've not talked about.
There's probably some I have as well.
I'll endeavour to remember those. You'll go on.
Fear Effect Sedna.
You've got it. You played it.
Yeah, I've got it. Played it. I backed it on Kickstarter.
Oh, nice. Were we being sent a review code?
No, we weren't.
Okay.
We interviewed them.
I was going to say.
VR interviews up and all that lot. But yeah, I didn't get on with it.
Ooh.
The voice acting, the voice acting seemed quite phoned in. I didn't get any feeling from it.
It didn't have the physicality of being there.
Yeah, well, you basically got a couple of static images in front of you of them talking. There are some animations, and they seem a bit better. But when they're just... It's the conversations between the two people while you're on a mission. It seemed a bit stale. So whether they've made that conversation up from clips... Or whether the voice actors actually recorded those, or I don't know. But some of the voice acting seems better than others. But yeah, it put me off. And I was terrible at the tactics to start with. I don't know that it taught me enough for me to get going. I'm still in the tutorial, so maybe I should be learning.
Is it going to be something that you're going to pursue?
I want to. Because I really wanted to play that game. Because it looks quite interesting.
It does look very interesting.
But I'm just... Every time I go on the PC to play a game, I play Kingdom Come Deliverance.
I have seen you on that a lot.
And I still haven't gone back... It's so bad that I haven't gone back to Elite Dangerous, even though the whole new season's out.
There is the entire new season out, right?
And the first episode... And
but it's got all the new multi crew and
it's got some new multi crew bits. The missions, the wing missions though, they're wing missions rather than multi crew missions. and the Thargoids are attacking, and we can defend against them now, and all sorts of stuff is happening. But I just keep playing that game every time I come on the PC, so. Either that or editing videos, or looking at ways of trying to get us in VR. So yeah, I've not played much else. But yeah, I want to go back to Fear Effect then. And maybe you will. I'll have another look at it at some point. I think that's about it. But yeah, we've got so many other games we need to play this week that I don't think I'll get back to it. Because if we're playing From Other Suns, A Way Out, and I'm going to squeeze some other games in there, then possibly I won't get time to play anything else.
Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
You can follow me at Fleishy, FLEISCHYY. You can follow the entire show over at The Loopcasters. You can email us, theloopcasters@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Have I missed out any communication methods?
Nope. We're on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page.
We are. I haven't used Facebook now for months. What's our Facebook?
I don't know. We're called The Infinite Loopcast. It's a page.
So it should be facebook.com/TheInfiniteLoopcast.
Probably. The VR is VR.tv/VR/TheInfiniteLoopcast.
Who's the admin on the Facebook page? Is that you?
That's me. I'm the admin. All that's really on there is the videos, with the idea that you can then add them into your Facebook spaces. So if you grab the video from Facebook in spaces and put it in your head rather than in the centre of the screen, centre of the table, if you put it in the centre of the table, it acts as a backdrop so you don't hear it. But if you put the sphere in your face, you watch the video and therefore you get sound as well.
So that's what people should do. They should put us in their face.
Us in their face and then you get the interviews.
Fantastic. Right, until next week. See you then.
Bye.